We're here actually tonight to train in the Word. So our emphasis must be on the Word, not on me, not on a song, not on our emphasis must be, am I hearing God clearly? And there are answers here. God will give us answers, you know, because I don't know what all he's going to do. I just follow him. But he's going to give us answers. He's going to give us direction. And sometime, you know, you get to a certain spot, you don't need to move. He wants you to stay right there. And I'm training myself to follow him more closely in these days because it's very dangerous. Y'all know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Very dangerous. There's a lot of deception. And we have to have discernment. We have to have wisdom. And we must be able to make a divine decision in the presence of God by ourselves. You know, as I said, a divine decision. So to do that, you got to be to hear God. And so tonight I'm thank God for the intercessors, those who are praying for us continuously. Every day they pray. And we pray before service. That's very important because what it doing is open the atmosphere up for God to be present. And I want him present, you know. And so as I train you, I cannot yield to just being a teacher. So it's a lot of things that words come out of my mouth is impartation. And I recognize, y'all cool? Y'all all right? All right, good, all right. Recognize, they put another big air conditioner, y'all, big old, that thing blow, man. I told y'all it wasn't gonna get hot no more, but you. And so just be open. You may not understand something I say, but just be open and wait. The Holy Spirit, we got to trust him too. See, the Holy Spirit is here in these services too, all right? Let's just lift our hands for a moment here. Father, we acknowledge your presence. You are our heavenly Father. We know you're in us, but we also know you're in a place called heaven. And we're here, we desire for heaven to visit us. And we'll thank you for your son. We thank you for his blood. We thank you for his resurrection. We thank you for he's seated next to you in heaven. And he's in us too. And so we just want your presence and want your will to be done in our life. As we begin to study the word tonight, open it here in Word of Life and around the world. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Get your Bibles. And turn your Bibles to the 8th chapter of Romans. We're going to study from two texts tonight. Now, this subject matter is, I think it's of utmost importance, but it is easy and it's not easy to do. It's easy in the spirit, but it's real hard in the flesh. Okay. So we want to deal with tonight and further going forward, keeping your sonship in divine alignment. Keeping your sonship in divine alignment. There are certain things that you have to learn. I'm going to deal with them tonight. One of them, and it's going to be shocking to you. Too much emphasis on faith and not enough emphasis on hope. Faith has nothing to work with if hope is not in place. So we're going to have to develop your hope in order that your faith can work properly. I'm prone to tell you a lot of things you tried to accomplished by faith, you didn't get it because your hope wasn't in place. And so we want to, in Bible training, we want to set ourselves where we have our expectation in place. Let me say it another way. See, when your hope is in place, you're not believing to go somewhere. You're believing from where you're going. No, you didn't get it. You said, what? You see, you already have it. It just haven't manifest. But hope is holding it in place. And so faith becomes substance and evidence of hope. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for. So if there's no hope, faith can't give no substance to nothing. You read the scripture, right? So then faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Hope come by hearing and hearing the word of God. Where there's no expectation, there can be no visitation. Okay. So let's read in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, about sonship. But there's another scripture I won't take you to, but I want to read this as a base so we understand that sonship is invalidated without being led by the Spirit. And actually, the Spirit leads through the Word of God. Okay. So it says here in Romans 8:14, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Isn't that something? And then when you're led by the Spirit of God, look what happened in verse 15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now that adoption, an adopted child has as much right as a blood child. Yeah, so we're in the family. We're adopted sons and daughters of God, all right? And I say the Spirit, you know the word itself means himself, because he's God, the third. He's God. Bears witness with what? Now, here's another there. I see you, Lord. Bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So if the Spirit don't have the chance to bear witness with your spirit, your sonship is validated and invalidated at the same time. Even though you're a son, but your spirit has not yielded to the Holy Spirit. So therefore, you take a scripture and run off with it. You're not going to get there. There's a lot of your faith that has not been answered because we taught you about faith, but you had no hope. See, hope stay there when everything looked like it collapsed. When God's words give you hope, hope become the foundation of faith. Now you could look at your father in your life and the scenarios you've gone through and the things you've believed for and the things that you've prayed for, and you can see that a weakening factor is there because you didn't have enough hope. Yes, sir. In the thing. You're just trying to push your faith through that. Faith, get it. And faith said, give me some hope. Because all I work with is hope. Okay, so now, here, if verse 14, 15, and 16 is not in place, we miss verse 17. And if children, then what? Okay, what is that? What? Inheritance, the word inheritance. As of God and joint as with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Now look at the 19th verse of that same opening. For the earnest, see that word expectation?
Yes, sir.
You know what that word mean, right? Hope. Yeah. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Won't you underline manifestation of the Son of God, or mark it in your computer, whatever you're dealing with. The manifestation of the Son of God. Say manifestation of the Son of God.
Manifestation of the Son.
Say, I must manifest.
I must manifest.
As a son.
As a son.
See, manifestation. I expect manifestation.
All right.
Now, yes, one more voice in that opening, two more voices. Three more voices. Go down to the 28th verse now. And I think the whole chapter, 8th chapter of Romans, is the sonship manifestation chapter.
All right.
It tells you that your sonship is a spiritual relationship. It's not a church relationship. Okay, it's not a Bible reading relationship. It's a spiritual relationship in which the Bible can reveal to you what it is. And that's what we're doing now. All right, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, that also did he predestinate to be conformed. Now I want you to align that too. To be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Notice that conform to the image. Image, identity, intimacy, insight, inside. Keeping your sonship in divine alignment. Now, Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, and there are some words I want to give you to prelude so you'll understand what we're doing. Let me see. Promise, hope, promise. These are steps you're going to have to take.
Yes, sir.
Promise, hope, faith, grace, love, and righteousness. Now, these are all, watch what I say now, these are all other realms. These are in a realm. These are in a divine realm. We just got to take our soul and body with us. But these are spiritual realms. The promise of God is a spiritual realm. Because once God make a promise, that's it. It's a wrap. There's nobody can stop God's promises but you. So promise, hope, faith. You're going to see it all in what we're about to read. Grace, love, and righteousness. All are in my sonship. Ready to be you. Matter of fact, ready to take me in the realm of the spirit, ready to take me in the realm of the supernatural. It's so powerful. Here in Romans chapter 4 now, verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through what?
Righteousness.
The righteousness of faith.
Yes,
all right? The righteousness of faith. All right, now. For if they which of the law be as, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. See, it's faith. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Look at verse 16 now. Therefore it is a what?
Faith.
That it might be by what?
Grace.
So we got what? Faith and grace, right?
Yes.
To the end, the promise. That promise is. Might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of faith, Abraham, who is the Father of us all. Now, there's going to be a shift in here and I want you to see it. Then I'm going to start giving you some principles, workable things that you can take and apply to your life. You apply to your situation that you're dealing with, that you can put your sonship in action. I like that. Huh? Put your sonship in action. When your sonship is really in action, it can't be stopped. You know why? Your sonship, watch this now. Your sonship function in a resurrected dimension. A dimension. Listen to me. The grave couldn't hold him. As a son. With a promise from the Father. So as a son, actually, there's nothing in this world or the demonic world can hold you. Because you're working from a resurrected already perspective. It's already mine. Now, I'm going to show you, I heard a prophet talking about this, but this is so powerful. I want to show you where you have been letting God down. As a son. You've been a needing son. You're talking to God about needs. God looking for some want sons.
Amen. Yes, sir.
The scripture didn't say, the Lord is my shepherd and he meet my need. It didn't say it. You can just rewrite your Bible. It didn't say it. The Lord is my shepherd and I should not want. Mark 11:24 says, what things soever you need? No. Desire. Y'all have not been desiring enough. We've been on the need train for the last 200 years. Get off the doggone need train and get on the want train. There's nothing wrong with wanting things. Why do you think sinners got more than most Christians? They want it. And they get it. And they're teaching us some old downside religion, but you shouldn't want that. Why shouldn't I want it? Delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desire of your heart. So we've been so, you see, Philippians 4:19 said, my God shall supply all my needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. All right, the need. But what did Ephesians 3:20 say?
All right.
Now unto him that's able to do what?
Exceed.
What? Exceedingly. What? Abundantly. What? Above. What? All that I ask. According to his riches. So why you won't read Philippians 4:19, don't read Ephesians 3:20? Now watch what happened here. Verse 17. As it's written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called it those things which be not as though they were. Now, look what he had to change. Look what you got to change. In verse 18, look what he changed. He didn't change his faith. Who against hope, natural hope, believe in supernatural hope. Oh my goodness. Who against hope, believe in hope that he might become the father of many nations, because he gave his faith something to work with. Give your faith something to work with. Give your faith something to work with. According to what was spoken, so should I see it be. Then he says, be not weak in faith. But he had to get the hope straight, for his faith couldn't be weak. So it's possible your faith is weak. because you hope we. See, we had faith seminar and faith this and faith that and nothing but hope. Now, I'll begin to show you some things along that line. Your faith is naked without hope clothing. Having nowhere to go and no future. Listen, I want you to get this. Hope creates an atmosphere of unseen possibilities that faith can take a hold of. Unseen possibilities that faith can take a hold of. But let me say it again. Hope created an atmosphere. So could it be that your faith atmosphere been foggy? Without a hope blueprint? Come on now, y'all. See, some things you've been praying about, you just going to say it now. You're going to go pray for somebody. I'm praying for the people down the street, Lord. Listen, what the Spirit of God said about hope. Hope is a divine expectation. Good God Almighty. What kind of expectation? Say it. Divine expectation.
Divine.
Say hope. Is a divine expectation attached to the promises of God. I want you to feed on that a minute. Not only do hope grab unseen possibilities, but it is a divine expectation. God Almighty. Attached to the promises of God. See, that's what we got in that text with Abraham in Romans 4:13-22. You know, you can come down, you're fully persuaded what God had promised, you also able to perform. But he had this hope here. He changed his hope. And he had a divine expectation attached to the promises of God. And I say this to you, but I'm going to say it again. We have taught on faith so much and have not said enough about hope importance. Yeah. Expectation.
Yeah.
Divine expectation.
Yeah.
Supernatural expectation.
Yeah.
See? So here's what happened tonight. Supernatural hope is being released on you from God's promises. Your faith makes a turn tonight like never before. Lord, I expect to receive this.
Hallelujah. I receive it.
Amen.
I'll tell you something else. And I'm not just going to live in a need zone. I want some stuff. See, now, since Christians get scared of that, you just love God. No, God wants me to want something. And I don't want to let God down, so I want something. I want the best. And I'm not guilty about it. Why do church folk get worried when they see the best? Sinners love best. Oh, Lord, turn to Psalm 62. Lord, Lord, we're about to tear some wall down here now. Oh, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you're really going to need it for what I'm about to say now. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Psalm 62, 1. Satan and the system has tried to replace expectation with excitement and entertainment in the church. Let me say it again because I want you to hear it. See, because the church has become so emotional that the emotion drowned the expectation. Notice who? Satan and the system has tried to replace expectation with excitement and entertainment in the church. Now, as an apostle, I got to go down. I got to go to churches and tear the whole wall down. Because it just got a lot of excitement and entertainment. Boy, I got it. That's an assignment, too. I need help. Because, boy, it got some excitement and entertainment going on. I went to a ministry one time, saw some stuff, and thought all this stuff. Lord said, what you going to put all that up there for? What you put all that up there for? Just get you a decent background and go on and teach the word of God. It ain't about the background. It's about what you putting out your mouth. What's going on? Just dress the church up like the world. You don't need that. So then in Psalm 62:1, it says, truly my soul waits upon God, for from him cometh my salvation, all right? And then look at the second verse. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. And look at verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my entertainment is from him. My emotion is from him. My excitement is from him. And I do get excited about God, you know. But here we're talking about my expectation. You better have some expectation before you get excited. My expectation is from God. Because faith can't work with excitement. Again, the Spirit of God said to me to share with you, as we talk about our operating in divine sonship. And I heard this, and I pray that the Spirit breathe on it. Hope. Everybody say hope.
Hope.
Listen to what I'm going to say next. Is a divine platform faith must work upon. Hope is a divine platform. That man who was lame in Acts chapter 3, the Bible said he expected to receive something. So when you putting a scripture on something, when you believe in God for something, you got to, oh my God, I heard it, Lord. Watch. How do you want me to say it? To expect is the respect. If you don't expect it, you're not respecting God. Because you're saying he might be able to do it, might not. But when you got real expectation, you giving God respect over the devil, demon, the world system, the problem, the situation, whatever it looked like, whatever it smelled like. You know for a fact, I respect my God enough to know my God can handle this. So, and I'm talking to Leroy too. If your body is giving you sick symptom, respect God. Yes. to know that he's not going to let you down. When you expecting problem from God, you give respect to God and you don't respect nothing else. When we're not expecting it, we respecting Satan. What he's saying, God can't do for you. Hebrews 11:1. Look at it. Hope is a divine platform. Faith must work upon. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, hope. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope for. So hope see it. Hope got evidence. Hope go in the future. It's mine. I have it now. See. And I want one of y'all to answer me this question. What is too much? Where we get this from? In the church. Abraham would never join this church. I don't want to be a member. I don't want to sit beside. I don't want to sit beside her. I don't want to sit beside him. Turn to Psalm 31. Look at verse 24. I'm going to give you some words. Hope, courage, and strength work together. Psalm 31, verse 24. Hope, courage. Hope, give your faith courage. Strength. They work together. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen your heart. All you that hope in the Lord. All you that what? Hope in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. Got an expectation. My expectation, we read in Psalm, my expectation is from God. My expectation ain't from no reverend. My expectation ain't from no bishop. My expectation ain't from no apostle. My expectation is from God. The apostles bring me the message. The bishop bring me the message. But my expectation is from God. You see that? Y'all get locked in on people too much. Your favorite television preacher. Know how to attach yourself to God, child. As a pastor, when I back off in the pastor office, if I could train you to attach yourself to God, I ain't had to worry about you. You know him for yourself. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Hope is heaven opportunity presented every day. Somebody has a dawn on y'all later on. Hope is heaven opportunity presented every day. Say that. Hope is heaven opportunity. Wait, now the next word is very, very, very presented. Presented, Yvonne. Presented. It's mine. I have it now. Naturally, I don't see nothing, but supernaturally, I see something. That's why the scripture says, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered the heart of man. The thing that God had prepared for them to love him, but the Spirit. Yes, sir. You ready? Sonship hope will cause your faith to soar. S-O-A-R, I think I spelled it right. Into places that have been waiting on you to manifest. I'm going to give you a scripture now with a few minutes now, but I'm going to read this over to you again because I want you to hear this. Hear what the Lord is saying. Sonship hope. What kind of hope I said?
Sonship hope.
I mean the family. So sonship hope will cause your faith to soar like the eagle.
Yes, sir.
Into places that have been waiting on you to manifest. So what I'm saying to you tonight, look up here. What I'm saying tonight, there are some places waiting on you to manifest. Now, when you're dealing with popcorn, it got to get up to a certain temperature. Then all of a sudden you hear pop, 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 pop. I see y'all popping. It's waiting on you to manifest. Because when you put it together, when the Holy Spirit, you and the Holy Ghost get together and really see all of this, oh my goodness. My goodness.
Hallelujah.
You know, you get bored enough and say, Lord, I don't want no need. I want what I want. Lord said, who said that? That's the point. That's who I'm looking for. Oh, that's my child. That is my child right there. Yeah, you want what you want. You love God, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Nothing wrong with that. Sonship, you can sit down. Sonship hope will cause your faith to soar into places that have been waiting on you. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Watch how hope soars into your faith and to grace. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see that?
Yes.
How many see it? You see it? All right. By whom also we have what? Underline that word. Access. By faith into this grace. Haven't said nothing about hope yet. Watch. But hope got to be there. When we stand and rejoice in of the glory of God. You see hope got in there? Hope gonna get in there some more. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation work patient and patient experience and experience. Wait, hope not through yet. Verse 5. Hope. And hope make it not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hope, like you open the door for the Holy Ghost. Sonship hope will cause your faith to soar into places that have been waiting on you to manifest. So what are we saying here tonight? I try to get Ronnie. People who come to church on Bible study night are more mature than the other people. And the other's not going to get as much as you're going to get. I'm going to say it one time because I'm not going to be fussing and talking about y'all need to come to church. I'm not doing that no more. Because you're coming because I say so.
Yeah.
No, you're going to be a sensational seeker. You're not going to be seeking the real thing of God. So I'm not going to worry myself with that. Y'all need to grow up. I've been teaching this stuff. Y'all need to grow up. Grow up. So you got promises, hope, faith, grace, love, and righteousness, right?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost is the overseer of divine hope. The Holy Ghost is the overseer of divine hope. Oh, my goodness. Now, when we talk about, let me go back up here. Come on, come right down. We talk about keeping your sonship in divine alignment, right? Keep us, all right. Now, and so we're learning about hope, how powerful hope is in the whole scenario. Now, here's something that, and hear me well. Don't hear the rhyme, just hear it well because it's real powerful. If you're going to prevail in your divine sonship, a son must know the difference between source and resources. You are designed to work from the source. Good God Almighty. Know the difference between want and need. Matter of fact, it's time for your sonship to move from need to want and receive it. So we have adoption, sonship, children, as, image, identity, intimacy. Adoption, I'm adopted.
Yes, sir.
We got sonship.
Yes.
We're children of God, as, we're in his image. We have his identity, and we have the divine right to have intimacy with him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, let me find a place to close. I got 20 minutes. I've been going 40 minutes. That's long enough. Get out of early tonight. We didn't sing no song or nothing, you know. He got the whole world in his hands. Whole wide world in his hands. He got the whole world. The whole wide world in his hands. He got the little bitty baby. No, no. All right, now, I want you in 2 Peter, we're not going to go there, but chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, keep releasing your divine ship authority. Your divine sonship authority, excuse me. Keep releasing your divine. Then I said, knowing the love of and love from the Father cannot fail. The love of and the love from the Father cannot fail. It is impossible for love to fail. Yes, then in 1 John 4:17-18, we got this glorious statement. Perfect love casts out fear. So anything you're dealing with tonight, I'm casting fear out of it. You're going to be all right. Because you see what Romans 8:37 said? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Romans 8:37, hallelujah. You see what it said?
Yes.
Nay, no. In all these things, we are more than a conqueror through him that love us. In sonship, there are powerful privileges waiting on you to function in on the Father's behalf that will put in places, put you in places that cannot be denied by no other power. In sonship, listen to me, are powerful privileges waiting on you to function in on the Father's behalf. See, everything happened to us happened to the Father.
Yeah.
It's happening to the Father. Wow. That's what Jesus kept telling them. I ain't doing it, the Father's doing it. They were put in place that cannot be denied by no other power. All right. I said this, but I got to repeat it because this is dangerous. Stop operating in the history of the word and begin to flow in the mysteries of God. Satan wants to operate in the history. And you can get that from 1 Corinthians 14:2. When man speaking an unknown tongue, he speaketh not unto man, but unto God. How be in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. Yeah. Unfold the mystery, God. That's what I want. Unfold the mystery. In every situation, you get God to unfold the mystery, you see. Yeah. We read that in Romans 8. We read 26:28. But praying in the spirit, mind in the spirit, the will of God, purpose of God, the calling of God, all things were together. We read that. Thinking with the mind of Christ, operating in the will of God, knowing the purpose of God, yielding to your calling, wearing the love of God. You want me to go over that? Y'all want to put that on? All right. Thinking with the mind of Christ. Does that mean you're a word thinker?
That's right.
You're Romans 12:2.
Yes, sir.
You're no longer conform, but you transform. Romans 12:2. Put that in your note. Romans 12:2.
Yes.
Huh? Thinking with the mind of Christ, operating in the will of God. Knowing the purpose of God, yielding to your calling, wearing the love of God. Now that's Romans 8:26-28. That's what's going to get you to all things work together for good for them that love God who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:26. See. Amen. Turn to 2 Corinthians 6. Verse 17, and we're going to talk a few minutes about the law of sonship separation. You got to be separated now. When I became a son, I separated 47 years ago. I never went back. And you're not going to talk to me too long in the natural. You can be talking about flying birds or airplane or clothes or stuff. The voice going to get in there, baby. It just come out of me. And if you talk too long about, I just get up. I just eat me. I'm not interested. The law of sonship separation. You got to be different. Look. Wherefore, come out from among them.
Yes.
And be you what?
Separate,
say the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You get the 18th verse. Ha, 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 ha. And with what? Be a father unto you. That means if he's a father to me, I'm what to him?
Son.
A son, right. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, say the Lord Almighty. But you got to come out from among them. You got to come out from your ugly cousin who won't do all kind of old crazy things and try to tell you you're too holy. No, you're too stupid. That's right. I ain't too holy. No, you're too whorish. I ain't too holy. You're too whorish. Take these words down. I want you to repeat these words after me anyway. Separation.
Separation.
Okay. After that, preparation.
Preparation.
After that, concentration.
Consecration.
After that, oh, this word, yeah.
Sanctification.
Dedication. Operation. And watch this next statement. And no stagnation. Standing the floor. Now, when I saw this, I got a few minutes. What I saw is, I want you to look up two scriptures now. They're close together. I think we went over one just now, but I want to put them together now. Second Corinthians 5:17. You know what it says, right?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, that's the right scripture?
Yes, sir.
He's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new, right?
Amen.
But compare that to 2 Corinthians 6:17 now. Put the two together. 2 Corinthians 6:17 now. Because there's a part of you will go in. See, you're born again in your spirit, but your soul and body will act just like anybody else. I always wonder why a Christian could act so stupid and wasn't saved, wasn't acting sanctified and going out and doing everything. Is it because they're not trained properly? They don't know how to fight. So I close with these words. Righteousness. Say, I'm the righteousness of God.
I'm the righteousness of God.
And I'm definitely going to be a part of the remnant. And I'm going to walk in another realm. And boy, I'm going to have some rewards. Don't get mad with me now. You get left behind. Members, don't get mad with the membership. These people out here get eating on this word. I know y'all on television. I know some of y'all on television. Thank God that you're on television. But it's not like it's something coming out here or something, boy.
Amen.
Keeping your sonship in divine alignment. Say it.
Say
my, put it for you. Keeping my sonship
in
divine alignment. Tell me one thing. Tell me one thing I said can help you keep your sonship in divine alignment. Look at your notes. Who gonna talk to me? You ain't know I was coming with that, did you? Oh Lord.
Being led by the Spirit of God.
Being led by the Spirit of God. I mean that's being led by the Spirit of God. Might not feel right, but be led. Don't be led by feeling. Who else? What else?
Separate.
Oh my goodness. Oh y'all almost cussing to Christian. You talking about being led, you talking about being separated. Man, what can we do? Like when I was teaching health, people said, what can we eat?
Sonship hope will cause your faith to soar into places that have been waiting on you to manifest.
Wow. And you're gonna do it, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, dog.
I must know the difference between source and resource.
Now listen, I want y'all to meditate on that. Source and resources. See, I didn't want to say this. My son was in a meeting with senators and representatives and people, and other ministers was there, and he was there representing me because I ain't going to the meeting. And they asked one minister what he need. They would tell him all they need. You know, they're going to give him subsidized. Got to my son. He said, well, what y'all need? He said, we don't need nothing. We come and see what y'all need. This church have never accepted no handout from no organization. Government, nobody else. And never will, because if I do, I'm saying God can't handle it. I'd rather shut down than to say God could not take care of this ministry. That's why we're out of debt. That's why you out of debt. God is your soul, not resources. Say it,
God is my soul.
I shall not want for any good thing.
Everything
that is not right
in my life
is only, you don't know what the other word I'm going to say, is only, I won't keep you in suspense a while, is only temporary. Hallelujah. Only temporary. Praise God.